Welcome to Trivia with Will and Reed, the trivia game from O Brother Radio.
We've got questions and hopefully you've got answers, so grab a pen and paper and play along. You'll either know a bunch or learn a lot. Either way, you're a winner.
Welcome into Trivia with Will and Reed. I am Will Lockamy. That's Reed Lockamy. Do I have to do that thing where it's like, hey, Reed, turn your radio down in the background, maybe. Surely, I think he knows, but there was some feedback there.
Surely not.
Oh, there he goes. Yeah, there we go. We're good. Good to go. Gelderman, of course, here, pushing the buttons, making the whole thing run. Our friend Chandler Duncan is here, playing with us tonight. Chandler's been on the podcast before and on the show. Mm-hmm. Great to see you. Back from Puerto Rico. You're working in Puerto Rico currently as a lawyer.
I am. That's nice.
Yep, and you brought a friend, Kevin Ryan.
Yes, tonight. This is my good friend, Kevin Ryan.
I am the good friend, Kevin Ryan.
Awesome, the good friend. Okay, so this is going to be my game that I hosted at the Electric in Bluff Park this past week. And here's the thing. Boy, it was one of those nights, there's like tornado warnings or watches at least. And so I was like, nobody's going to be there. And it was freaking packed. And everyone did well.
Oh, wow.
So two teams didn't miss a question. Which was frustrating for me.
So
but they didn't get a perfect score.
Okay.
Right. So the top score was 103. One of the teams that didn't miss a question got like 93 or something, maybe. And then the low score was only 81.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have high hopes for you guys.
Okay.
So just think about your wagering and don't overthink it, I think is the thing, right?
Huh.
All right, so Kevin Ryan, you'll kind of figure out as we go how this works. But basically, I'm going to ask three questions. Don't say anything yet, and then we'll have a little time for you guys to talk about it. All right, so round one, question number one: what is the main ingredient in grits? This is a My Cousin Vinny question. Question number two: the avian flu is making its way around right now in a really bad way, as we talked about on the radio last hour with Dr. Stephen Hostad, but it's better known as the what flu? So the avian flu is making its way around. Yeah, it's better known as the what flu. And then, Chandler, you won't know this probably. What former Supreme Court justice had the nickname Notorious? Okay. So those are your questions here for round one. You guys discuss, Reed, you probably feel good about all three of these, huh?
I feel decent about them, yeah.
So do I.
Okay, so you guys want to go ahead and any of them? Let's start with grits. What is the main ingredient in grits?
Kevin Ryan.
Just any main ingredient?
The main ingredient.
Yeah. What is a grit?
Exactly, that's it.
How long does it take a grit to cook and what is a grit?
Yeah.
And I'm a grits eater.
You are a grits eater.
I had grits before I walked in.
Well, you're from South Alabama.
I always have grits, yeah. Always.
Can I say what it is?
You can.
Corn. It's corn.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a corny answer. That's good.
That's right, Reed.
Number two, the avian flu is better known as
bird flu.
Is it that simple?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's round one.
That's true.
It gets harder.
It does get harder. My bad. And then question number three, the former Supreme Court justice known as Notorious
RBG.
That's Ruth
Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. So you guys. Point wise,
we're gonna go 11.
Okay. I think we gotta go 11.
All right, 11 points. Yep, that's right. 11 points. Good job. Here we go. Round two, question number one, which by the way, Reed, today Lila had her first meet back after a year of injury. And it was great. Yeah, she won her race in an event she's never done before.
But either way,
we had some listeners come up who are, super nice and we talk to all the time, whatever. And it looks like you and I have another 50th birthday party to do some trivia at, which reminds me to remind listeners that, we host trivia events all the time and just, hit us up. You can find the information there on the podcast, but Will at BMMountainRadio.com, and we can do all that. So, all right. Question number one in round two. The outer layer of the earth is called the what? Okay. Question number two. What animal is on the label of Ben and Jerry's ice cream? And then question number three. What is the syllable pattern of a haiku?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So you guys all looked like you were laughing at me when I asked the first question. So what's the answer to the first one there? The outer layer of the earth.
Go ahead.
Rocks. No, the crust. The all crust.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Do we know the animal on the label of Ben and Jerry's?
Is it a bear?
I was about to say
there's,
a cow, but maybe it's not. Is it a cow?
I think it's got to be a moo cow, yeah.
I think it's a cow.
Okay.
I think it's a cow.
All right, and then what is the syllable pattern of a haiku?
575.
Boy, easy Gelder, peasy. You must have had a good English high school.
Well, see, yeah, I had an English high school teacher who made me write a haiku, I think, as an introduction to the class,
mm-hmm.
right? Was that what it was?
Yeah, for my class. That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Aww. Yeah, and indeed, it's 17 syllables total, 575. I feel good about all those answers.
All right, so points there.
Let's go 11 again.
Yeah. I think we go 11.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, 11 points. There you go. Good. So far, so good. Perfect game. Okay, round three. All right, so most of my spelling questions, because we always start with the spelling question in round three in my game, comes from something that happened in my life the week before where I'm like, what? That's how you spell that? And this is one of those. Spell spigot, like a water spigot, right? Like if you turn, yeah, that thing, whether it's outside or at your sinks. So just the spigot part.
Like, go ahead and...
Okay, no, no. Okay, yeah, but think about that. Question number two. A drink consisting of lemonade, iced tea, and vodka is named after what famous golfer? Okay?
Oh, interesting.
Okay. It is interesting, because a lot of people thought they knew this, and then we're like, wait, what?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by
and
that.
And then question number three. What is the name of the Beatles album that shows them crossing a crosswalk on the cover?
Okay.
All right, those are your questions for round three. So first of all, how do you spell that word?
S-P-I-G-O-T.
I think that's what it is. In my head, that makes the most sense.
S-P-I-G-O-T.
Doesn't that sound crazy?
Yeah. How would you spell it?
This is one of the things that drives me bonkers all the time, because I want to pronounce it spigot, kind of like what Will did, but it really is like spigot.
Yeah, but that's
so hard. I certainly would have spelled this S-P-I-C-K-E-T.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then it was spelled to me as S-P-I-G-O-T, which is correct.
I would also spell it that way, but an extra T just to add some flair.
Just to add some flair. and I shouldn't have said you got that correct. All right, but whatever. Yeah, you got that one.
Okay. We knew it.
All right, so now the drink that has lemonade, iced tea, and vodka.
Okay, so it's not Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, I was going to immediately say Arnold Palmer.
It's got vodka.
So I'm going to say this is going to have to be like John Daly. Because, John Daly.
Gelderman.
Hold on. No. I'm a golf aficionado from the one game that I've played.
You did borrow my clubs.
I did borrow your clubs.
Yeah.
And it was Wii Golf that you played, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Wii Golf.
When I
classic.
Say clubs, I mean handle. You borrowed my handle.
I just don't know who else this would be. I don't feel like we should go like 11 on this round. I feel like we should go 1 point on that. But I do feel like that's probably the best guess for this.
Okay.
All right. And then that third one, the Beatles album, them crossing the road.
Yeah.
Abbey Road.
Yeah, Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. I meant crossing the street.
Crossing the Abbey Road.
Yeah. Okay, so points there.
We'll go, let's go 5 for spigot, because I feel really good about that.
Me too.
After I said that it was correct, yeah.
Yeah, 3 points for Abbey Road, and we'll go 1 for John Daly.
Sounds good.
Yeah, should have gone 11, that's right. Okay. You know, here's the thing. Arnold Palmer had like a drinking issue as well. So that's why.
That.
I think.
Oh, I thought it was just it was hot out there. You got a drink.
But whatever. So that's why. So we definitely had some teams that put Arnold Palmer for that. But it was John Daly. Yeah. And then Abbey Road. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Round four. Question number one. What color are a robin's eggs? The bird.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Question number two. A female pig that has had piglets is called a what?
Oh.
And then question number three. The movie 42, which was filmed in Birmingham, was about who?
Okay.
Great.
And if you guys feel like you need a hint on that one, I'll give it to you. There's a little extra of that, but people were doing so well in the game. I was like, I'm not going to put that in. And then I accidentally said it. Like,
I feel like we should get that without it.
Basically, I'll just go ahead and say it now for all the listeners, people playing on the podcast. It was mostly filmed at Rickwood Field.
I see.
So that's your, All right. So those are the questions for round four. What do you guys think? A robin's eggs?
That's blue. It's got to be blue.
It's got to be
blue. Pretty sure it's blue.
Okay. And then a female pig?
A sow.
Okay.
It has.
Hey.
Has that
picked? Yeah, I like sow. I think that's good, yeah.
And then 42, who was that movie about?
It's Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
All right. Well, how do you feel so confident about that?
Robin's egg and Robinson in this round. That's good.
A great movie.
Do we,
it's a wonderful movie.
Chandler, do we feel really good about sow? Like, are there any other terms that we think?
There are other terms. You're definitely right about
that. Could you talk about the other terms?
Okay. I wish my dad was here. Because my dad has
I think it is a sow.
I'm pretty sure it's a sow.
We would totally call your dad, which would be awesome, but Reed's on the phone. We have one line.
Dang it, Reed.
Yeah, we're an independent radio station with one line.
A boar and a sow.
All right, so let's go with sow, though. I feel good about that. Yeah. That's what I was going to guess as well. So how do y'all want to do points here now?
I kind of want to go for 11, but
I don't know. Okay, fine.
Do you want to? Do you want to go for 11?
Twist my arm. We can go for 11.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. 11 points. So the robin's egg is blue or teal. But whatever. If that shade of blue, any kind of that stuff. Sow is correct. And I forget before they've had piglets, they're something else.
There's another word for it. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't either. I don't have that here, unfortunately. But after. So basically most.
I'll text my dad.
Okay. Yeah, please. Tell him we're sorry we didn't call him. And then Jackie Robinson, of course.
Yeah. Great movie, honestly.
Yeah. And I feel like we know a ton of people are in it because there's so many extras in town and filmed all around town. And, you know, as we talked about on the radio last hour, some big times coming up for Rickwood Field with Major League Baseball moving there. What used to be the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, Field of Dreams. Yeah.
Now
is this month?
No, I think it's coming up in maybe July.
Oh, is it in July?
June or July. But either way, you know, it's going to shine a light on the Negro League and all the history here in Birmingham, which is awesome. So pretty great. All right, here we go. Let's look at round five. Question number one. What state slogan is the Old Dominion state?
Old Dominion.
Yep. Question number two, the four ancient elements are fire, water, air, and what? Okay. And then, this will be a tough one for you, Reed. What is the town next to Springfield in The Simpsons?
Okay.
Huh.
All right, so those are the questions there for round five.
Okay. So what do we know right after? I know the last one. Does anybody else know that?
No.
Really? No Simpsons fans at all? Yeah.
I like The Simpsons, but I can't remember.
It's just the neighboring town, like any kind of rivalry, Springfield versus...
It's Shelbyville.
Maybe okay. He's right. Yeah. I don't know.
Shelbyville, yeah.
And then
all
Earth?
Right, so
number two Old is Earth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha, good. And then Old Dominion.
Our parents got this right.
Old Dominion.
And, of course, now I've gone through all the states, so this is one you guys have had before.
Yeah.
That makes me upset just knowing
Old
that.
Old Dominion.
Huh.
I just don't even know where to start with that. I mean, I feel like I'm definitely going to kick myself when I hear it.
Old Dominion.
But I just... Old Dominion.
I'm sure there's a reason for it. I'll just say this. Whatever. I wouldn't have known this.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's called that. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, but mom and dad knew it. So I mean, I don't know. Do I have a guess of any sort?
For some reason, I'm thinking Oklahoma, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
I wonder if that like around Wisconsin or somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
Sooner State.
Maybe. And for some reason, it's giving me like
Kentucky.
Well, no, because Minnesota we had recently.
Yeah, Minnesota
was. But it wasn't.
It was the Mountain State, right?
Oh.
No, that was Montana, I think.
Yeah, but Minnesota wasn't like the land of a thousand lakes, which is what I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
For some reason, Old Dominion State kind of feels to me like a eastern, you know, seaboard kind of like old New England-y kind of area. But I just don't have any kind of like definite feeling about what it would be.
Should I just for us... Talking like for entertainment's sake, I hate to cheat out the players that played at the Electric, but I could give you the reason it's called this, which will not actually give you the answer, but...
Okay. So what's the reason?
Yeah, so it's called this because it was the first English colony in North America and was considered one of England's dominions.
Yeah, see, so it's going to be one of those sort of eastern...
Would that be Northeast kind of.
That's what I was going to say. Because wasn't the capital of St. Mary's?
There good the to me.
Maryland?
By the way. I like Maryland. Let's go with that for 1 point. Yeah.
All right, so let's see. You guys got... I guess it won't matter than the others. Yes, you got 8 points there. So, Virginia.
Oh,
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah. Well,
oh, did we guess the elements?
Earth.
Oh, I would have
said. But on a good note.
PBR.
PBR was the second best.
My dad texted me back.
In the beginning.
A female pig before it has piglets is a gilt.
That's right, a gilt. Yeah. I did actually know that. No, yeah, just
thank you, Dewey Duncan.
Thank you, Dewey. So
you
yes.
woke him up out of a dead sleep.
Earth, which is a gilt. Would have been even better if we would have called him and woken him up.
I know.
Yeah. So Earth is correct for number two. And then, yes, number three, Shelbyville. All right, here we go. Round six. Boy, this made everybody so mad.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty straightforward. So here's how we do round six. It's the most popular round. I give you one thing, like what are the top, in fact, here it is. What are the top selling cookies in the United States? And this is based on not my opinion of what a cookie is or whatever, but based on candyretailer.com. And we're looking at the sales... annual sales from 2023. But also, I looked at multiple websites and they were all the exact same. So the issue here was like, wait, is that a brand or is that a cookie? So let me just say this. The only hint I gave them at all, because people kept asking, like Nabisco is not an answer because that's a brand, right? There are some of these that are both. It's a brand and the cookie. And so I'm sorry about that. You can take it up with candyretailer.com. But here's how we do this. You can only come up with three answers, right? And you're looking to get three out of the top 10. If you get one right, you get 5 points. If you get two right, you get 8 points. If you get three right, you get 9 points. If you get the top three in any order, it doesn't matter. You get 11 points automatically. So don't worry about putting points. Just come up with three answers. The top selling cookies in the United States.
Okay, so what... What do we think? What comes to mind immediately?
Oreos.
I immediately say Oreos.
Yeah.
Oreos got to be like in the top three.
For sure.
I mean, how could it not? So, all right. So now the question is, what's another cookie that we think of?
Chips Ahoy.
As Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Our parents That's have gotten three that are in the top five.
How about that? Okay. So I like Chips Ahoy. That was definitely the next thing I was thinking about. And then I find myself thinking about possibly Nilla wafers.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But I don't know. And then I'll think about animal crackers.
Those are crackers, Reed.
Well, but they're not, though.
I know. I know this is like a weird answer, but Fig Newtons.
Oh.
I feel they would weirdly be popular.
Yeah. And and those are technically Newtons, not cookies. But... I could see that. I don't know. Anybody else got a thought on what we? I definitely like the Chips Ahoy in the top two there.
I think good with. I feel like let me just say this: you're not going to get number three. You're just not.
Oh, okay.
So you've done well so far.
So let's. Stick with
Fig.
Okay. Which those are the three that our parents came up with as well. Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and Fig Newton. So here's how it plays out. Number one, and it's been number one for over 100 years, is Oreo.
100 years?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. So last year in 2023, $675 million they made. Number two, Chips Ahoy. Yeah, $620 million drops down. Number three, man, this made people upset, and I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it. Although I buy these more than any quote unquote cookie there is, Belvita. So I buy the Belvita
digestives.
I just think of those as kind of bars, but they are. It's a cookie.
It's technically a cookie.
But
okay,
Belvita. That's
no,
like
that
a
does make me
bar.
Irrationally angry.
Yeah.
So
people are so
I'll tell
upset.
You also, a couple of years ago,
our philosophy club meeting, we were like, yeah, let's have a party and everybody bring food. And this one kid was like, yeah, I'll bring Velveeta. And I was like, you weirdo. I was like, why the moment?
Well, just concerned with your digestion.
Yeah, 270 million bucks, a third highest grossing cookie.
That's
yeah.
weird.
And then number four, people also got upset about this. I'm sorry, can't do anything about it. Oreo Double Stuff, which is a different cookie.
That,
and how about in, that?
On
that
its own, made upset. 250 million just on its own.
Where did Oreo Cakesters lie?
Not in here, thankfully. Number five, Fig Newtons. There you go. Hey, so that's wow. yours, three. After that, good Nutter call, Butter. Number seven, yeah. Nilla Wafers.
Nice. Yep.
Eight, Milano. Nine, okay. Keebler, which is just, which mm-hmm. That's the one that's like brand.
That's a brand,
and,
yeah.
But also Belvita is that way. I think Milano is that way.
True,
maybe. And then number 10. No, yeah. No,
Chips Ahoy Nabisco. No?
Nabisco, yeah.
Oh, is it not? I guess it is.
I think so, yeah. And number 10, Famous Amos.
Oh, okay. I haven't had Famous Amos in a while. I would have said Lorna Doones. You ever had Lorna Doones?
Oh, yeah, Lorna Doones.
I don't think so.
Oh,
you've
man.
Never had a Lorna Doone?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's good. It's like a butter cookie.
Almost. It's like a shortbread.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Drop it in some coffee.
All right, here we go. Gelderman, where are you guys now?
Well, with the 9 points we got from there, we're at 59.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Coming out around six.
Yeah, here we go. So round seven, question number one. This should be easy, but I don't know that everybody got it right. It's one of those generational kind of things. Andre 3000 and Big Boi make up what hip-hop duo? Yeah, question number two. What was the first U.S. company to be valued at $1 trillion? Mm-hmm. And then question number three, who is the author of the Goosebumps book series?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, got that.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm real curious, though, to get us started, whether to see whether or not Gelderman knows the first answer.
What was the first question?
The first question.
Andre 3000.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that Outkast?
Yeah, it's Outkast.
Yeah, it's Outkast. Yeah. Everybody knows Outkast.
Well, okay, good. Well, not everybody.
Not well, everybody. I'm really glad.
Sorry to everybody who doesn't know that. But now you do.
Okay, so now let's talk about the other two, though.
Okay, so let's go with the other one you guys probably will know for sure. Which is the author of the Goosebumps series.
R.L. Stine.
Correct. R.L. Stine.
Right. I got to meet R.L. Stine.
You got really? To meet him?
Yeah, at UCB, he had a small little talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Strange dude, but yeah, leaves up to his name.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
I originally wrote that question as R.L. Stine wrote what famous children, but turns out when I was like, oh, wait, there are like six different series that people could have answered. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it'd be easier to go this way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was your question?
Yeah, meeting an author like R.L. Stine, that's what we call a Dito Vito, right, Gelderman?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on.
Yeah. Okay. That's a throwback.
Yeah. So, for what those who say? Don't know, I met the voice actor for Mario when I was 15.
Oh, nice.
Charles Martinet, who no longer voice acts for Mario. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't know how to talk to people correctly. And so this is important to the story because in my head, I was practicing saying nice to meet you too as our conversation ended. So it grabbed his hand, shook it, and looked him in the eyes and said, neato meato. And then the worst part, I was there with my best friend from high school and I ran away, leaving him alone with Charles Martinet to clean up my mess.
Mito.
And it has haunted me every day since. On my 18th birthday, I got a birthday cake from my family, and instead of saying happy birthday, they wrote on the birthday cake, Nito Birth Mito. And that's how I
thought you were going to say 18. They got a cameo from him that said Nito Mito.
So,
oh, that'd be great.
Someone, hold on. The story doesn't end there. Someone has done that.
Oh, nice.
Really? They tracked Charles Martinet down, and they wanted to get a video of him saying, yeah, I lose sleep over that kid, you know? But eventually they did get a video of him just going, hey, Gelderman, neato meato, and then that's the end of it. I need to find it. It's a good video.
That's wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, my neato meato moment was this past Halloween, which is where Reed, you and I hosted Rocky Horror Masquerade Ball at Avondale. Is fantastic. And I was a skeleton, which I've done before, but it was like full face makeup, right? So most of that is like dark eyeliner. And so got home at whatever time it was and did the best to take off all the makeup and whatever. And the next morning got up and went to ride motorcycles and went to have early lunch. And there were Gelderman's parents. And I was like, oh, hey, Gelderman's. And as they walked off, Nick looked at me and was like, you realize you're wearing eyeliner. And I was wearing full on, still just full on. And I had to walk over to Gelderman's parents' table and be like,
yeah,
hey, I'm wearing eyeliner. You didn't say anything. And I, this whole, and sure enough, when I looked in a mirror, still full on, just eyeliner.
I got a phone call from them shortly after that conversation. Yeah. It was the highlight of my day.
I bet. Okay. And then here's the thing, that second question. What was the first U.S. company to be valued at $1 trillion?
Piggly Wiggly. Yeah.
There we go. The classic.
Okay.
What do we think here?
$1 trillion?
That's a lot of money.
That had to have been somewhat recently. Like,
I can't
believe,
you know, not 100 years ago.
My first thought was Microsoft.
Yeah, I thought Microsoft.
But it could even be like more recent, like a Google, kind of like, you know, whatever, Alphabet or whatever there, or Apple.
Or Apple, yeah. I would.
I like any of those
Amazon?
Three.
I thought maybe Amazon.
Amazon.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Amazon? That guy's such a trillionaire.
Yeah.
He sure is.
Maybe we go that. Yeah, let's go maybe that.
Yeah.
What? Which one? You said
Amazon.
Like four. Okay.
Amazon? Yeah.
We'll do that.
I do not feel confident in that, but.
No.
He's got a lot of money going through there.
Yeah.
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 We have a lot.
Let's say Amazon
on this.
For 1 point.
Here, Amazon though. For 1 point. Mm-hmm. Five for R.L. Stein.
Okay. three for Outkast. Okay. 8 points there. So, yes, Outkast is correct. The first company valued at $1 trillion was Apple.
Okay.
Yeah, and then R.L. Stein.
And then Piggly Wiggly was the
top five.
Yeah.
Next contender.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Reed, where are you, by the way? How far out?
All right, so I just got through all the traffic, and I just passed the Alfred Avenue exit, so I should be there within the next, 7 to 8 minutes.
Okay, so you're okay, good. All right, here we go. So we'll do your, rapid fire game as you get here.
Great.
Okay, so round 8, question number 1.
Hang on a second. Question.
Yes.
Is there Tortugas there?
Here's the crazy thing. So Tortugas showed up after we started this game, right? So we haven't had a chance to look at it or even see what's happening.
But
and
also,
I just got a text.
The boxes look like they're from Domino's.
They sure do. So I just got a text. Matt, obviously from Tortugas, is dating my next door neighbor, Kelly. And Kelly just texted me and says, Matt says, happy belated April Fools.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah.
Was the
but we haven't had a
ketchup and
someone just
Kraft singles pizza not enough?
Someone brought it in from Tortugas and put it in the green room, and so we can't see what it is, or we have no idea. So yes, there is Tortugas. Good news when you get here. And
okay, if there was not Tortugas, I was going to hop off the interstate, turn around, and go home. But I'm going to keep coming.
Yeah, come on, because that's the thing. Is like the last two prank quote unquote pizzas he's brought, everyone has loved. So
yeah,
we'll that's true.
For sure.
We'll see. All right, here we go. So round 8, question number 1. Volvo, that company, is from what country?
Yeah.
Question number 2. What Beatles album has an exclamation point in the title?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then question number 3. What is the driest state in the U.S.? And I'm talking about rainfall totals on average for the entire state per year. So not alcohol consumption, but
okay.
You're in a very beatly mood when you're making these questions.
Beatly.
It's so crazy because I came across them at different times, and the first one's like, oh, that one will be easy. Obviously, the Abbey Road one. And this one, I'm a massive Beatles fan. I was like, wait, what? Is it? Huh? And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Sergeant Pepper? Okay. I don't know.
Well, my first thought was Help.
I was also thinking
Help. No, it is Help. You're right.
I think it's Help.
I'm very wrong.
Yeah. But I don't know, though. I don't feel like super certain about that. And Sergeant Pepper's was another one that does seem like an exciting concept. The Lonely Hearts Club Band. But I think it's going to be Help, though.
No, I think you're right, Reed.
Okay. So what about those other two?
So Volvo, where's Volvo?
Oh, yeah,
from?
Yeah.
Is that Sweden?
Our parents immediately wrote in the correct answer for that and the Beatles album.
Yeah, so mom and dad had a Volvo for decades and decades. I had a Volvo that I sold to you at one point.
Yeah, that's right. I got pulled over just days later for an expired tag, I think.
There you go. Yeah. I think it is Swedish. It's been bought now by Ford or something, but I think it's Swedish initially. And then the other question was what, Will?
The other question was, what is the driest state in the U.S.? So we're looking for lowest rainfall total.
I think it's Nevada. But I don't know.
That sounds good.
Is it Nevada?
I was just going to say Utah.
Nevada.
Oh.
See, and I was going to say Nevada.
Even better question.
Is it actually pronounced something differently, like spigot?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we say Nevada?
Nevada?
Nevada.
And just for the record, no one says spigot. No one says water spigot.
I knew how to spell it. I don't say it that way.
That's the funny thing. Is like most,
I say spigot.
A lot of people know how to spell it and still say spigot.
For sure.
Yeah. Taking your Southern card away from
you. Don't you dare.
All right, so
I'm just going to look it up and see what the pronunciation is in the dictionary for spigot. I think it's, anyway, but hey, listen, here's my other thing, though. In Nevada, right, I'm trying to think, like, there's a lot of good snow skiing right on the border with California. What about Arizona, though, right? Do they get much? I don't know.
When I think of Arizona, I think of the state Arizona.
Yeah, good. That's a good start, Kelvin.
What's that beautiful city in like northern Arizona that people go?
Is it Arizona?
Arizona City?
Flagstaff.
Flagstaff is beautiful.
But yeah.
Is it Arizona town?
It rains.
Arizona town, that's got
to
be it.
I don't know.
It's just so maybe like the closest place to the Grand Canyon. So it's like, yeah, but it's a cool little town.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What about either.
Are you still wanting to say Nevada?
Let's say Nevada. Don't count on me.
Nevada.
Okay,
Nevada. Let's say Nevada for 1 point.
That sounds good.
All right, so we'll just spread those out. Yeah, 9 points there. You got them all right. So,
correct, it was help,
and it was Nevada. Nevada gets 9.5 inches of rain per year. So, I was in Seattle, you know, whatever, when we were filming that documentary, Brandi Carlile, and at the bar at her event, she was getting this huge award. And like a lifetime achievement award, which is weird for somebody younger than me. And at the bar, the guy was like, "Where are you from?" And so in Birmingham, he's like, "Do you know that Birmingham gets more rain than Seattle?" And he was almost like mad about the fact that everyone talks about how much rain Seattle gets, because they don't, right? They get clouds. That's what they get.
Yeah.
And they get like a misty kind of fog thing. So we get a ton more rain than Seattle does, and Washington on the whole. So we get almost the most rain of any state, but I think we're maybe fourth or fifth. We get 55.5 inches a year. But yeah, Nevada gets 9.5.
Wow.
So yeah, Louisiana maybe is the number one, I think. But yeah. So
I think that's right. Yeah.
All right, cool. So you guys have only missed two this whole game so far, right?
Yes.
Two questions. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. All right, here we go. Bonus round. This one may have been too easy, but I don't know. It depends on who you are, I guess. I always think about Gelderman when I write these questions. So for whatever that means, I think about Gelderman a lot.
All right.
What five NFL teams are named after birds?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, there's the Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens.
Yes.
Is
the Eagles.
Cardinals.
Philadelphia.
The Cardinals.
Eagles.
The Eagles.
And the Eagles.
That's three.
Those are the only ones I know.
Let's think.
Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta Falcons.
And?
What are some other birds?
Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Seattle
Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks.
There we go.
All right, we got 20 points for that.
Right, go through those cities one more time. The cities, not the,
Oh.
Philadelphia.
Oh, do we have to say the city?
No, yeah, the city is what I'm looking for. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But either way, if you even give me the mascot, that's fine. Just go through them one more time.
Philly.
Yeah, so we said Baltimore Ravens. We said Philadelphia Eagles. We said, now, so, and I always stop on the, who are the Cardinals? It's the,
St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis. Wait.
Well, no. Now, hang on. That's the baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Okay, that was my confusion. I was like, wait, what are we doing?
One's wrong.
I was like, something's not right here.
Okay.
We're very artsy people. Okay.
But here's my thing, though. Is that not also still, though, isn't there that's a Cardinals? Still,
isn't there a Cardinals mascot? Yeah.
I feel like there is a football Cardinal.
Oh,
but I can't place it with a city, and that's making me nervous.
Sorry, I do need the city. Yeah.
Is it an...
All right, so, hang on a second. It's... because I always like get it and Kansas City Chiefs mixed up because they're both have that red coloring. So where are these dang football Cardinals? Are they like the? Is it going to be Arizona?
I think it is something in Arizona.
I think you did. You just
I was gonna
said
say, I could tell you the name of the stadium, and that would not help you at all.
But I think it's just like
give it
Arizona
to us.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
So I mean, they sound like Phoenix or whatever,
I have to
right?
Remember,
I mean,
it's like an online college, but yeah.
It's Phoenix, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Phoenix. I mean, but I think they're called the Arizona Cardinals. But we need to know.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. State of Arizona is going to kick.
And then Seattle Seahawks.
That's not Flagstaff. So yeah, Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, we'll go with all those areas.
Okay, yeah, 20 points there. So Atlanta Falcons, Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, not the Orioles, Seattle Seahawks, and Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
I knew there was a Cardinals.
Which play at University of Phoenix Stadium, I think it is, which is like an online college. Yeah, it's,
there you go. Gelderman, what's the score?
96 points.
Nice.
That's not bad.
You kind of killed it.
That's not bad at all. In fact, if I had to go back and look, y'all would... Yeah, I mean, you top three probably there at the game.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Smart.
Not bad at all. All right, so Reed, where are you now? Because we're going to play a song, I guess.
And yeah, then... I think it's either by the end of this song. Are you going to do Hey Jude or...
no, how about, would you like to hear The Great Book of John? Never Tear Us Apart?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do that.
That's all right, so we'll do our... Yeah, and I can see the studio from where I am, so I'll be there momentarily.
All right, cool. We'll get the pizza warmed up for you. See you in a sec. All right, you guys go download the podcast, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Trivia with Will and Reed. Back for a quick game after this for live radio listeners.